welcome to BSing Insurance Podcast. My name is Stephanie.
And I'm Brian.
And we want to welcome you. Thanks for joining us today.
We're here to BS Insurance.
Today, we're going to talk about transitioning.
Transitioning.
Transitioning from... selling agents to team leaders, agency owners.
This conversation could go an entirely different direction, but not for this podcast.
No, not today. So... are you sitting out there thinking of making a move? Are you scared to make a move? Have you made a move and you're not sure if that was the right decision? We're going to kind of talk about that in the next 20 minutes today and my experience from doing all of that.
Right. So what is, you think, the catalyst that an agent should be looking for to move from, you know, one spot to the other?
You definitely have to have a good book of business. I feel that an agent that's in charge of other agents or teaching other agents need to have a book of business, a decent book of business. Too many times we come into these places where these agents are being put under other agents that have 3 to 6 months of experience and haven't really been selling for very long.
So that they are going in under people who have no idea what they're doing.
Exactly.
And shouldn't be leading people anyways.
I feel like you need to have skin in the game. You need to have time. You need to do your time.
Are we talking about like just, you know, becoming an agency owner, or are we talking about, you know, when you should bring on your first downline?
I think a little bit of both. But ideally today we're talking about transitioning from an agent to an agency owner or in some sort of upper management.
Okay. So
running a team, a good sized team.
With that said, I guess it is possible to be able to bring on a downline, you know, with 2 or 3 months of experience if you have other knowledge, right? And maybe a...
No. I disagree.
Well,
I completely disagree.
There are people who go out there.
2 or 3 months in this business is not enough time.
There are people that go out there and just knock it out of the park. You know, if you're there's people who can have a very large product knowledge and, you know, the ability to do with 3 months of experience compared to some people with 3 years of experience just because
few
of the effort that they put in.
Few and far between, though, right? Few and far between. Most people just don't click like that. Most agents need time.
I would definitely agree that most are going to need some time. I do think that there could be people who just hit it out of the park right away. Somebody that comes from like a banking background or something like that, that already has some sort of, you know, experience in it.
And here's
and
the
sales
kicker.
Background.
You can sell really great, but can you help lead people?
Right. Well, you really have to have the best of both worlds, right?
You do. And that's very hard to find.
Yeah.
Most people don't have that experience. They're either really good at doing one thing or another, and they're not good at doing both.
Yeah. I do think that there are people that can come in and knock both out of the park right away. Like people, like I said, with maybe a leadership background already or something like that. I don't think that's necessarily impossible. But I do think that, you know, to get to the point where you're ready to have an actual management, like, you know, agency style, agency management type situation, that requires a lot of experience.
Yeah. And I think the first thing I want to hit on that nothing is instant. Nothing's instant. I think that people think that you're going to grow an agency and you're going to get all these people, you know, knocking down your door and you're going to make all these overrides and you're going to be rich in a month or four.
If you did it that way, you probably did it wrong. You're going to have some chargebacks coming.
Yeah. Shady things. It is not instant. Please do not get into this thinking this is instant freedom, instant success overnight. It is all about luck. It's a numbers game. And how motivated you are to build and invest in your people.
Right.
Because that's really what it's about.
I mean, it's definitely possible to be very successful very quickly. But you do want to make sure you're doing it the right way, right? Like, we were at a convention and they were talking about a one of the leaders was talking about how they had $2 million worth of chargebacks.
Yeah. No.
And all you can do from that is move forward, right? And they were able to put the effort in and work their way out of it. But man, nobody wants to be in a situation where you got $2 million worth of chargebacks.
Yeah.
And how does that happen? I could see how it happens, but I don't know their situation entirely, but I could see from our perspective, like growing too big too fast would be a way that we could really come up with $2 million worth of chargebacks really quick.
And I think you got to go through the struggle. I know when we opened up our agency a couple of years ago, I knew that I needed to balance my time, right?
Mm-hmm.
You need to balance your time because you have to ideally service the clients you currently have. You've got to work off your referrals that are given to you by your clients that you have that you appreciate. And then you've got to balance training and educating and shadowing and everything else on the agents you brought in, because this isn't going to work if you just hire people and throw them to the wind. They're not going to be trained and you need to take time in your people. And that is something I know that I can do very well. I might not be the biggest producer ever on this planet. I'm not a bad producer, but I know I can train some people. I know I'm very good at training people. So that is something you have to keep in mind. If you don't like coaching, if you don't like training, this is not the place for you to go and do your career at.
Right.
You should stay a selling agent.
And that's the great thing about it is, like we've said before, there's nothing wrong with that. Nope. Right? If you can be super successful and never bring on a downline.
Yeah. Oh, right? tons of agents out there. They're just heavy hitting agents. They just sell, and they have a knack for it. And, you know, if you're just really good at that and you're happy with your income and you can see yourself still growing your income. You know, for me, I was pretty much tapped out with my book of business. And, you know, there are different types of insurance agents out there, right? I was always the insurance agent that I would never refuse a client as long as they were nice. I had to refuse a few clients because they weren't very nice. But I also was realistic to what I can handle, right? Because we have annual election periods and open enrollments, and we want to make sure that we don't have anyone suffer because we can't get to them. So that's why we opened up the agency, was because I knew I was tapped out. I could never bring on another 500 clients and actually manage it on my own.
So you wanted the growth.
I wanted the more money.
Yeah, the growth, right?
The growth.
But kind of controlled.
Yes, controlled growth. Yeah.
So.
Definitely. And it, you know, when you first start out and you go to build your business or your team or your agency or however you have it set up, you know, you're going to have the struggles. You're going to try to balance your clients and balance your time. And what I'm working on right now is handing off clients to other people. And that's a heck of a chore right there.
Yeah. Well, they have to have that trust that from you, that they're going to be able to handle them, like, and treat them the way that you would expect your clients to be treated, especially people who are already your clients.
Yes. And at this point, you know, any good leader, any team leader, any agency owner, you know, you have to be willing to give up your referrals. You have to be willing to give up your leads and give them to your team. And that is something that, you know, I do a couple times a week at least.
Yeah.
You know, I'm calling one of our agents and I try to pair the agent to the client. And that is a big thing, though, because I know I've been in situations where management, you know, they don't do that. And then you have new agents that struggle looking for places to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not getting 50 leads in a day by any means, you know, 50 referrals that are ready to go for appointments. But once I do get, I try to delegate out so that every agent has a chance.
And that's what I mean. Like, a lot of people have that feeling that, well, any lead that comes in is my lead unless I don't want it.
Yes.
Right. And I think when you're trying to build a team, you can't really have that type of feeling. There are certain leads that you're going to want to take for yourself, you know, family members or something, you know, like a client. There's certain things.
Well, like today I was at a friend's parents' house.
Yeah.
You know, it's a friend's dad. Like, I'm not giving that to one of our agents.
Yeah. But like, there, you do have to remember to share the wealth, right? Those mm-hmm. those growth opportunities, like they're not all yours anymore when you have a team. And there are people, I think, who don't feel that way. There's people who feel like, well, this is my lead and everybody underneath me can go get their own leads and I'm just going to take from them without giving them anything back, right?
Yeah.
And when you have people underneath of you, you're kind of responsible for their success. Their success is your success. And if you don't do anything to help make them successful, then you're not going to be successful with them.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. And these are all just ideas we're throwing out there for those who are building teams. Maybe you're thinking about building teams. Maybe you've tried to build an agency and it hasn't worked. You know, whatever I can pass on to other people to help them grow their business is great for me. And that's what we do. You know, here at our agency, our goal is to have, you know, our agents completely independent and, you know, building their own agencies, technically.
That's the goal.
You know, under us, year by year three or four. So, you know, when you're part of our team, that is a huge part of your training. You know, this is part of your training. You know, I text some of our agents that are wanting to build teams down the road. And I say these very open with them, you know, like, hey, this is going to be a struggle. By the way, it's a struggle to get agents to do this. By the way, it's a struggle to do this.
Right.
By the way, you're going to be met with resistance on this. Just learn from my mistakes.
So we talked about like the catalyst. How do you know when it's time to start, right? So what would be like the first step, do you think, whenever you're like you say, all right, I'm ready to bring some people on underneath of me?
Well, it really depends on how you're set up, obviously, right? If you just have a direct contract with the insurance companies, you probably want to look out to like an FMO or an IMO and to get some better contracts so that you can put the people underneath
exactly.
you.
Exactly. You have to be in the right place.
You have to be in the right place.
People who are out there working for a lot of the larger sales organizations, larger brokerages, a lot of those people are not in a position where they can start bringing people on underneath of them.
No.
Just because their contracts are not set up that way.
And by the way, when I say bring people on underneath you, I don't mean that you get a bonus for bringing on a new agent and, oh yeah, you get to take them around in your car for the next few weeks and split commissions. No, like we're talking about you actually bring on somebody underneath you and you're getting overrides.
Right.
Again, this is a reevaluation of where you're at right now in your career. And sometimes things have to change in order for you to move forward. Right. And we've learned over the last couple of years, sometimes you have to take three steps back to go five steps forward.
If you would have stayed at the organization you're at before, you would not have been able to start the agency that we have right now.
No, absolutely not.
The contracting wouldn't allowed it. Like they would, anybody that you would have brought on would have been, like you said, you would have got a bonus, maybe like a training override when you're training them.
I'd have gotten $500.
Yeah, but other than that, you weren't getting anything else for helping to build up that team.
Nope.
So whenever somebody's contracting is set up correctly and they have a contract that allows them to get overrides, right? That's, I think, one of those key things that you want to have, because as everybody that's been in this business knows, the person who makes the most money on a sale is generally the person who actually made the sale,
yes.
right? So if we have an agent underneath of our agency, they're getting the vast majority. Let's look at a Medicare sale, for instance, right? Whenever an agent makes a Medicare sale, for us, they're getting the vast majority of the money that came in to us from that Medicare sale.
Yep.
And then everybody above us has taken a little piece of it, but the largest chunk of that money is by and away going to the agent who made the sale.
Yep.
That's also how you get $2 million worth of chargebacks, by the way. So keep that in mind.
When you're hiring, hire good people.
Because you've just paid boundaries. Out you paid out $1.7 million in commissions, and then next thing you know, you got $2 million coming back at you. You don't have a way to pay that back. So
that's a whole nother podcast.
Yeah.
Hiring smart.
You gotta have the contracting that so that you can get something. You need to have
And
something.
As somebody who's been in the business since 2011, that was the most confusing part for me. I would have given up if it wasn't for a marketer that I came into contact with when I was ready to leave my big agency. I got in contact with her from another agent that I had worked with. And she was like, okay, so this is what you do. This is what we're going to do. And if you want to do this, this is what you need to do. And like, she just did it for me and yeah. just guided me. And I was like, I mean, I had 13 years of selling experience or 12 years of selling experience, whatever it was back then. And I was like, I'm lost. This is what I want. How do I do it? And I was able to trust her. And she's still on board. She actually works with us still and bringing on agents with us as an agency. So it all ran full circle. But, you know, get somebody you can trust. And if I can provide that to you, or a connection I can provide to you of somebody who's going to give you real answers.
Right.
Again, you know, go back to hiring people. It's the same thing as you're trying to build an agency as you are when you first become an agent. Everyone wants you. You're just a number. People are going to sell you false hopes, false dreams. They're going to say anything that makes it sound good. It's like buying a car from a car salesman, unfortunately, you know, and unfortunately, a lot of these places, not all, but a lot, just leave you out to dry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and you need a release?
Yeah.
Well, you can wait for that.
Yeah. One of the other things I see, you know, people asking a lot is like, do I need to start a corporation, right? Do I need to incorporate? Do I, or an LLC, or, you know, do I need to form a business entity? And I would say that that's not necessarily step number two, even. Like,
no.
I mean, you're going to come to a time where you're going to need it. But when you're just talking about bringing on like the first agent underneath of you, that's not necessarily something that you need to be thinking about right away.
No. And let's go back to something else. And everything's incognito here, but opening up an LLC does not declare you as an agency.
Right.
We ran into someone in Florida who I met personally who had an agency without an agency NPN number.
Without an agency license.
Yep, exactly. So,
that's a major problem.
Yep.
You got to be compliant with everything that you do. And
I think it's just lack of knowledge, lack of somebody holding. You need somebody to hold your hand through some of this. And that's okay. Allow somebody to hold your hand and help you if they're a trusted person.
And we're pretty lucky. We have people that we can call like when we have a question about something, mm-hmm. like what do we need to do? What should we be doing here? You know, there's people that we can talk to about that. Mm-hmm. So everybody needs that. Everybody needs like a mentor type situation. Somebody else has done it before, you know. Don't reinvent the wheel necessarily. Like it's all been done. Yeah. Nobody's coming up with anything exciting and new like that anymore. Like the business is the business.
And if it feels off, it's probably off.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not super hard. It you know.
No. It's just, it's like everything you say. It's the convoluted web of lies.
Yeah.
That people try to hold from each other. Again, they're just holding it back because they don't want you to progress and be better than them. So.
Yeah, that could be one of those things too. Like you could find yourself aligned with some people who don't want you to move past them. Mm-hmm. So they're going to limit, you know, what they're teaching you or what they're telling you is a possibility.
Yep.
Because they can't get to that level themselves or they just don't want you to go to that level. Who knows?
There's so many things that could be going.
Yeah. And if you find yourself in one of those situations, like get out of it, right? Because you don't want to have somebody over top of you limiting you. There are certain rules. You have to meet certain production requirements with a lot of the carriers for certain things. You have to have certain numbers, right? Either, you know, production numbers or downline agent numbers. Like in order to hit certain levels, you have to have certain things.
And that's all carrier specific yes. too.
So like if somebody's telling you, hey, before you can do this, you need to do that, you know, they're probably, or they might be telling you that because that's an actual requirement, or they might be telling you that because they just don't want to move you. And you kind of have to know which one's which, and you have to be able to trust the person that you're, you know, working with that they're not going to screw you over.
Yep. So as I, you know, think about this podcast and why I wanted to bring this up is I know there's people out there listening to this that are not newbies that have been around for a while and they need to change. They need to excel their career. They know they're meant for more, or maybe they're like me and they have a teaching heart, a coaching heart. I mean, if I could just teach and coach all day, I would, but I have to sell to make money right now.
For now.
Because we're still a newer agency. We're only been around for about 2 years. You know, we're still in our infancy and it's not quick. And don't give up. Just like if you're an agent who is a new agent and not even looking to build a team and you're listening to this, you know, don't give up. It all takes time. And it seems like it just clicks one day, right? Everything just clicks and everything gets easier. So it's definitely a great road to go down. Not everybody's meant to go down this road, but those who do and do it the right way will find success. Just give yourself some time.
So number one tip, you think, for somebody that's thinking about, you know, making that step from, you know, sales agent to some sort of, you know, management slash, you know, supervisor, maybe, I don't know, like supervisory agent type position. Like,
yeah, I think that you need to know all your options, right? Are you just an independent agent and it's as easy as finding better contracts someplace else? That's super easy, right? Go find better contracts someplace else. All of our information's in our chat here and wherever you're finding us. You know, we have contacts all over the country. If you are in a captive situation, let's just use Blue Cross Blue Shield because they're captive in Florida at least, and you're working for Blue Cross Blue Shield and you are a selling agent making a couple, you know, $100,000 a year, and you just know that you want to make more and you want to help people grow, you got to evaluate, like, is Blue Cross Blue Shield going to give me those step ups that I need? And is it going to be the environment I want to work? If not, it's time to expand your horizon, right? Mm-hmm. There's just so many ways you could go about this, right? Or if you work for a big agency. And in my situation, the agency I had worked for, everyone was at the same level. There was no bump ups. You know, it didn't matter if I was an agent for 10 years selling a Medicare Advantage plan or the new agent that came off the street selling a Medicare Advantage plan. We all got paid the same. Again, that's not fair. You should be bump ups. You should be rewarded for your book of business. Selling 5 apps doesn't count. Selling 500 does. You've done your time. You deserve more.
Well, you've proven productivity,
yes,
right? Because you can get lucky in your first month and, you know, have five family members that are turning 65 and, you know, the first 3 or 4 months, you're like, hey, I'm killing it.
As a new agent, that's great.
But like you said, you gotta prove that productivity in order to move to the next step. I think that my number one thing would be to make sure you're doing it for the right reason.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't want, if you're only doing it to make more money, then don't do it. You're going to be setting the people that you bring on underneath of you up for failure. And you don't want to be doing that, putting bad tastes in people's mouth about the industry, making bad agents. Bad agents mean that the clients have had bad service and then they're getting mad at the industry. And also new rules get made because of it. So
yes, don't be a reason why Medicare made a new rule.
Don't be a reason why Medicare made a new rule. That's the key, right? Do it for the right reasons and do it right.
Yeah. We opened up this agency for a couple different reasons. My main reasoning was because I didn't want to be selling forever. I love my clients, but I didn't want to sell forever. I'd already sold for over a decade and I really wanted to coach and teach people. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to make a bunch of me.
Right.
So why did you come into this business with me?
Because you told me to.
No. No, because he wanted to work for himself.
Something
organically.
And you know, I say what I was just saying from a big part of it is from the career path that I had before. Like, you didn't start training people just to make more money, right? You didn't try to become a supervisor just to make more money. You want to do that for the right reason.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you weren't going to do it right, you could really screw things up.
Yep.
And your people would really screw things up. The people you train, the people you supervise would really screw things up. And in that line of work, like, that could be catastrophic.
Yeah.
And in this line of work, it could be financially catastrophic for everybody. So
it's a different type of catastrophic.
Yeah. You don't want to be making those mistakes.
Yep.
And don't be training people to make those mistakes.
Yep. If you guys have any questions, you need some guidance, you need some good people to talk to, hit us up. Our email is admin@sbginsurancegroup.com. I would love to hear from you. I'd love to talk to you. And maybe I have a resource for you personally, or maybe I know somebody that could help you in the area that you live in.
Leave a comment if you are thinking about making a jump to bringing on a downline. You have some questions, you know, leave us a comment in the comments below, or, you know, wherever it is you're listening or watching this at. shoot us a comment there, hit that like button or whatever there is to like,
and don't subscribe. Forget to subscribe. Our actual videos are on YouTube, BSing Insurance. If you guys are listening to us on Spotify or Apple Music,
you can see our pretty faces on YouTube.
See what we look like, and I'd probably rather you guys actually just listen to us. Yeah. But go and hit that subscribe button on YouTube. That helps us. That helps get the reach out and helps more agents hear our message.
We are not attractive people. Just stay on the YouTube on the Spotify. All right. SBG Insurance Group.com is the agency website. BSing Insurance.com is the podcast website. And we're on
Facebook, BSing Insurance Podcast,
TikTok,
SBG Insurance, and TikTok, SBG Insurance. Go follow us. Please let us know how you like it. And I hope you guys have an amazing day.
Bye.